Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Four killed, eight injured. There were three shooters. Now we're told there's two. At the big naval yard in Washington, D.C., where no one is allowed to have firearms to protect themselves. Noticed almost all of these mass shootings happen in victim disarmament zones. Now, my gut will tell me this will probably end up being a couple of, quote, jihadis. But even if they are jihadis, they will somehow go through their home computers, and if they find them visiting ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox News, that won't be on the news. If they get into their computers or their iPhones or whatever, they're reportedly both been shot and killed, but who knows, those stories are changing by the minute. Today we'll be able to flesh a lot of this out, but you better believe that even if they're just pure jihadis that did this, even connected to Al-Qaeda groups out of the Middle East being commanded by the leader of Al-Qaeda last Friday to attack the United States. Remember that? The very same group our government's arming. Even if that's the case, you can believe, like the last three or four cases, they're going to try to connect it to InfoWars.com and yours truly, part of that long-term demonization campaign. If you want to wonder how big this radio show is, even separate from the website, it's the fact that they try to pin, I'd say, about half the major crimes. We get brought into it. You had Poplawski shoot three cops in Pittsburgh a few years ago, the Marine, and they said he did it because he was one of my listeners. Turned out he hated me. He was a white supremacist that didn't like the fact that I wasn't a racist. Within 2 hours of him being in custody, his mother was trying to throw him out of the house, is why he shot the cops. He was drunk. They were blaming me on the news for it nationally. Now, why is that? It's because we've got their number. We know who the globalists are. We know what their program is. And they're very concerned that we be discredited so that people will not look at what we cover on the radio show, the InfoWars Nightly News, and on the websites. Which, by the way, we're working on revamping to the latest, easiest web design. That's all ongoing right now. So PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. Four killed, eight injured. The Washington Post, others were saying three shooters, now two. AP saying at least one shooter is dead. And now CNN's reporting two suspects down, one dead, one down. I would suspect that means dead or close to it, in the naval yard shooting. Oh, but don't worry, the same team that responded to the Boston bombing, because that undoubtedly was a false flag up one side and down the other, they are there to make sure the truth comes out. Now, the Russians have staged mass shootings before to take liberty, clear evidence in Pristina and other areas. The Nazis staged mass shootings in Operation Himmler as a pretext to take liberties. Operation Northwoods, put out by the Pentagon, was how to stage mass shootings and frame it on patsies. When you have multiple shooters like this, it has patsy written all over it. And how they tend to do it is, in the modern age, is have a drill, have people that show up for the drill. You then shoot them in the corridors or wherever you tell them to meet the feds for the drill. They shoot them. Then the feds go out with a mask, or the contractors, shoot some people. Folks said they were bad shots. Well, they were probably just told to only kill a few people, but create a big ruckus. This is how you would stage a false flag. And then you go back and are part of the FBI team. They were said responded minutes after. Really, but it took 3 hours for this to start winding down. It started at, what, 7:20 Eastern? Just now starting to wind down at noon Eastern. So how many? That's like 4 or 5 hours. We're going to break it all down straight ahead and take phone calls from the area.
Introducing Pro One. All
of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver-impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 16th day of September, 2013. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And obviously, we are going to be breaking down the Naval Yard shooting that's reportedly killed 4, injured 8, including 2 police officers that are amongst the injured. It looks like one of them is probably a fatality. And both shooters are reportedly down, one of them reportedly dead. We don't know if that's part of the list of killed. Reportedly, the shooters were firing from balconies down into a cafeteria area, and we have one of the witnesses we're going to play a clip of in a moment, saying that she was told by cafeteria staff to stay there. You know, you're supposed to get in a fetal position. Your children are trained. If anybody ever comes up into an area shooting people, you don't run. You get in a fetal position to get the maximum kill rate so that the government can then take everybody's guns. You're trained to not fight back when a bully punches you. You're trained to never resist. You're trained by the criminal state to submit and be a victim. And no one can doubt that that is the case. In fact, let's play a clip of that from one of the press conferences.
Pastor Payne, for my breakfast, I heard 3 gunshots.
We also don't have
pow, straight in the row.
You know, how long?
About 3 seconds later, there were 4 more gunshots, and all the people there were in the cafeteria. We all panicked, and we were trying to decide on which way we were going to run out. The people, the workers in the cafeteria wanted us to stay in there and hide, but I just ran.
That's right, and they told the 3,000 people there reportedly over loudspeakers to shelter in place. And, of course, we're doing another article on what came out earlier in the year, the Homeland Security training video, where it tells you to shelter in place and fight back with scissors or your shoe. But all over the country for at least 15 years, as you know, they have training in government facilities, corporations, but mainly government training centers and government indoctrination centers, public education centers, that you get down on your knees or in a fetal position so that I guess it's easier for the shooter to kill everybody. That'd be like training someone that if you're walking down the street and somebody tells you to get in a car, just go ahead and go get in the car with them, because then everything is going to be all right. Totally disgusting to see all of this unfolding. I just wanted to remind everybody here today that you have a better chance to die from a honeybee sting than to be killed in a terror attack, period, including mass shootings. There's only about 64 of them a year, and less than 25 of them are actual real mass shooting events. That was the statistics from the Justice Department indexed over the last decade that we've covered ad nauseum. And since 1992 through 2011, where we get the latest statistics, here's the LA Times mirroring what we reported months before. And my point is, we forced these statistics out. We actually broke them down here that overall mass shootings the last 20 years have dropped 49%. Total shootings have dropped 49%. Mass shootings, it was 60-something percent. And overall crime, more than 50%. And here's the LA Times this year breaking that down. Gun crime has plunged, but Americans think it's up, study says. That is out of the Los Angeles Times. And tonight on the Nightly News, I'm going to be co-hosting it. We're going to go over all those statistics. We'll cover some of them here today as well. But don't take my word for it. But the perception everywhere is that crime is absolutely exploding. And why is that? You had one 19-year-old man hiding out in a boat in Boston, and they shut more than half the city down and treated everyone as suspects who looked nothing like him and went in people's houses and beat people up in a giant orgy of power grabbing. And it's the same thing here. Scores of helicopters, dozens of armored vehicles. It started at 7:20 in the morning and just started wrapping up about 15 minutes ago, both shooters down. At about 11:58 Eastern, 10:58 Central, just about 15, 16 minutes ago, they said, okay, this is kind of wrapping it up. Still, people are told to shelter in place, which means sit and wait and prepare to die. Unbelievable. Unbelievable that all of this is going on. And you see how good, I guess, security guards with guns are when there's just a few of them instead of everybody being armed. One of the shooters reportedly walked up and shot a cop at point-blank range, was the first person shot. Now, none of this is completely confirmed yet, obviously. It's all a fluid situation right now. Here's what I want to do. There were reportedly 3,000 people in the Naval Yard alone when they've had other mass shootings at universities that were ongoing. We've been able to have callers in first to tell us what was happening. But now that this situation is over, or at least looks like it's ending, I would like to hear from eyewitnesses to what you personally saw or heard at the Naval Yard there in Washington, D.C. In the victim disarmament zone, crime capital, twin crime capital of the world, not just the United States, D.C. and Chicago are well known to be the twin crime capitals of the planet. Worse than Mexico City per capita. Now, Mexico has the highest crime rate in the world overall. And, of course, citizens aren't allowed to have guns, period. It's only criminals and government, same thing, two peas in a pod, have them. But for cities, Chicago, the great city, the Windy City, and D.C. both have the twin peaks. One has the record 1 year, the other has the record the next year. And that's it. And so, again, a place where you've got all of these Navy personnel and civilian personnel and longshoremen and the different civilian maritime groups, merchant marine that make up so much of the military's transport fleet. You've got them all there. None of them allowed to have guns, except a few federal security guards, police officers, but they call them security guards, in there to be shot. When I guarantee you, if you tried this, let's say, in a neighborhood in South Austin, not even a particularly libertarian or conservative city, if you had a mass shooter going down the street shooting people, he would be dead in minutes. And it happens all the time. You've got somebody pulls a gun out, starts shooting people, and folks kill them. Every month I see articles in Arizona or Texas or other states that have a lot of guns where people are shooting at cops in a standoff situation, and citizens shoot the bad guys from behind. You'll have a bad guy behind a tree or behind a truck shooting at cops. You got cops over here shooting. Citizens just open their window, boom, one shot, you're dead. I mean, it happens all the time. It's in the local news, and then you'll hear headlines like, grand jury does not indict citizen hero. And the police will have to go to the prosecutors and say, oh, don't, no. I know they were involved in the shooting, but they helped us. Please don't. Nowadays, they would have arrested the citizen, the janitor, who went up tower, the UT tower, with the Austin cop who I've interviewed. And by the way, the citizen got the first shot off with a shotgun. Charged him first and killed the Marine with the rifles. Nowadays, they probably would have, I'm not kidding, they would probably have arrested the civilian, as they call them, or the cop wouldn't have let a civilian go up the tower with him. Because that's an American, that's an enemy, that's a fellow slave that's armed. And it's not that cops themselves are bad on average, it's the training now is that a citizen with a gun is the ultimate evil. When in truth, ladies and gentlemen, the truth is more guns means less crime, and there is a 50%+ overall drop in shootings, period, 49% drop in other types of shootings, and 60%+ overall drop in violent crime. And you can go look at those statistics one by one in the Infowars.com articles and videos we've done that I'm going to have from earlier this year and last year with Sandy Hook reposted to an article at Infowars.com. But you can just type in gun crime has plunged, but Americans think it's up, study says. And then they go in to say that actually, some gun crime dropped 75% is what the L.A. Times says. Again, it depends on how you look at it. We try to be conservative, okay? But the whole point here is, yeah, it says 75 right there. But really, it's 49 if you want to be most conservative. It's 49. Sure, some of it's as high as 75. So there you go. Now, that's the big issue. Now, when we come back, could this be a false flag is the $64 trillion question. Four victims killed, eight injured in a shooting at the Washington Navy Yard, at least two shooters down. That sounds like terrorism, so of course they're saying it's not terrorism. You got multiple shooters. That's not somebody going postal, which you might see at a naval yard. 800-259-9231. Were you there? Did you have family there? 800-259-9231.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Listeners that may have been inside of the giant complex naval yard, that one building had as many as 3,000 workers in it. huge shipyard facility just a few miles away from the occupied capital there in D.C. They're reporting the main shooter suspect shot and being down, being reportedly a black man, and then reportedly a Caucasian, a white male in some type of khaki uniform with a khaki beret. That sounds like some kind of U.S. military uniform, running around with a handgun. But you can have a lot of false reports, too, because if any other citizens see someone with a gun, you're not supposed to have a gun unless you're in a black uniform. Slaves aren't allowed to have guns. So everyone's been Pavlovianly trained that you only see men in black uniforms, black ski mask, checkpoints. That makes you feel safe, like Nazi Germany. That keeps you safe. If somebody in the military happened to sneak a gun onto base, which is not uncommon to be able to protect themselves, then that would be accounting for the other shooters. Or it may be another shooter. Or it may have been somebody taking part in a drill. And the way you'd run a false flag, and we don't know if this is a false flag, the way you run a false flag, one way you do it is to have shooters there who think they're part of a drill. Then you kill them and then have your real shooters just basically change out of whatever outfit they were in and then into another. And then you divert everyone from the implosion of the narrative on Syria, the implosion with the Benghazi report coming out, all the NSA news pouring out of the illegal spying and government lying, the IRS caught lying about targeting Tea Party conservatives and others. And you've got all the other scandals. So this is a great way to change the subject, because any way you slice this, ladies and gentlemen, any way you look at this, when you have one of these mass shootings, it's like the world has ended. We had six people burned up today in a trailer while the mom was at work. Associated Press. We have 1,200 missing. There could be hundreds of dead in Colorado. You wouldn't even think that mattered. Maybe we should have a TSA checkpoint to stop the water. Or TSA could fill up the water to make sure bin Laden isn't hiding in it. Because bin Laden could be swimming with aqua tanks, you know, in the floods. I mean, we've got to all give up our liberty because, you know, honeybees kill 200-plus people a year, mass shootings 60-something. But it doesn't matter. And most of that gang-related, we've all got to give our rights up because it's so scary. This is all an exercise in mind control. L.A. Times broke down the Justice Department report of local crime statistics released this year. And they said a 75% drop in shootings. The way we broke it down is 49%. There's different ways to look at it. The point is, more guns, less crime. Areas that have high gun ownership, almost no home invasions. Areas where there is no gun ownership, it's hell on earth, ladies and gentlemen. And they've got the D.C. police chief who's violated federal and state law and won't let citizens be armed, and they arrest people that have toy bullets and give them felony charges, you know, disarmed, empty shell casings. And she's literally on TV giving a press conference right now in some type of beyond third world general outfit that looks like something from a Judge Dredd cartoon in the 1970s. I mean, she's got stars on her arm bigger than quarters on her shoulders. Absolutely clown-like. And they have hundreds and hundreds of deaths a year of disarmed slaves in D.C., but you'll never hear about that. And it's just unbelievable grandstanding. When they had the other police commander speaking that's behind her, if you're watching us on TV, she was acting like she was crying, probably crying with glee that she'll be able to go out for the Second Amendment. By the way, Obama gave a speech last night. This is up on Infowars.com. Obama gave a speech last night, well, aired on national television, where he rolled out new gun control measures, and he lied and said that 80 to 90% of Americans want new gun restrictions passed when all the polls showed the opposite. Just like he said, no one believes the rebels may have used the chemical weapons. He said no one on earth believes that in the same interview with Xenophanopoulos. When we come back, I want to talk to witnesses or people that have worked on the base. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Or people in D.C., period, that saw any unusual activity. 800-259-9231. We're going to come back and go to your phone calls straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Science fiction, my friends. And boy, today is a heavy news day of incredibly important information that we haven't even covered yet on the NSA front, on the economic front, on a typhoon, a huge one set to hit the Fukushima reactor facility that's already in danger of having new total meltdowns. A very serious situation on that front. We've got Congress coming out saying that Hillary basically covered up on Benghazi. That's pretty obvious right there. We have news up on Infowars.com. Navy Yard shooting. Did gun-free zone enable killers? Again, did the sun come up this morning? Very important article to expose that. Mass shooting follows Obama's latest anti-Second Amendment push. Just right on time. He launched a new one last night. Breaking, four dead in mass shooting at Naval Yard. Confusion over number of gunmen. Paul Watson's big article that he's updating continually. Former NSA director advocates Chinese-style internet. That is a big deal. Linked up on DrudgeReport.com at the bottom of the middle column. Obamacare will question your sex life. We told you this was always going to happen. Just like in Europe and Australia, you're going to tell them everything about your sexual life or you're not going to get the health care. Doesn't matter if it violates the whole Bill of Rights, Constitution, common sense. The man who modeled the NSA after the bridge of the Starship Enterprise is now in command of the Information Dominance Center. It's all about dominating and controlling. Larry Summers has announced he's pulling out right now from being the head of the private Federal Reserve because of the fact that he's really the main author. If you've got to pick one person, he's more guilty than anybody of getting rid of Glass-Steagall and engineering the fraud that we've seen unfolding with the too big to fail and the derivatives. That is all coming up as well today. And some shootings you didn't hear about so much. Some shootings that didn't get a lot of attention. Remember last year when we heard a shooter shot nine people in New York City by the Empire State Building? Turned out one guy pulled a gun out and shot another hot dog vendor over fighting over space. It was a business dispute going postal. And then the police pulled their guns out and shot at least nine people. It was actually more than 15 that got small bullet fragments in them, but nine people that they reported had been shot. Then it came out a week later in the back of the paper. Here's Mike Adams' article from naturalnews.com up on Infowars.com. NYPD cops accidentally use innocent bystanders for target practice again. Then I thought I would flashback. There's ABC News reporting it. Two bystanders struck by NYPD cops opening fire on suspect near Times Square. It was a man pulling out his key swipe. The guy got shot at locally in Austin for having a wallet in his hand a few weeks ago, too. I say execute everyone. It's the only way the government can be safe. NYPD, shot nine bystanders, again, with police gunfire. I thought I'd flashback to that to talk about, you know, just the fact that when the state's shooting people, it's not a big deal. But when they can say it's a citizen and, oh, they say he had an AR-15, an M-16, an M-4 type variant, an assault rifle, we've got to ban those. Well, I have Kit Daniels doing an article right now that should be out in the next hour at Infowars.com with the statistics that one of the least used guns in crime or in killing people in the United States is the M4. Now, the media is literally salivating over what type of gun it was, like it did it. So if they can demonize that, oh, see, it's the one. Copycats will then only start using that exclusively in mass shootings to create a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's how advertisement works. Gillette, the best a man can get. And the men all run out and get those because they believe that's the best a man can get. Then it becomes the most popular. Or they show you Kurz commercials. I saw one last night in a restaurant I was sitting in. And if you drink Kurz, suddenly all of these beauty queen women run out the door to go home and have sex with you at your house immediately. Now, that's not really what happens when you drink Kurz. You get a pot belly. Nothing against Adolf Kurz and Anheuser-Busch and all the rest of them. That's why Dos Equis made the joke of the most interesting man in the world. You know, when that first came out years ago, I thought it was real the first time I saw it because people are so cheesy and acting cool is what people are into. I thought, my goodness, they've gone over the top. How ridiculously cheesy. I want to stop drinking Dos Equis that I've been drinking since I'd, you know, take some from my dad when I was 10 years old and go out and drink with my buddies on the golf course or whatever. Yeah, I'm pretty horrible, folks. Come on, who didn't run off with a beer or two when you were 10 years old? And who didn't like steal grandpa's cigarettes and go out and smoke them behind the barn and throw up? All right, I'm digressing. The serious issue, were you a witness? Are you in the area or have you worked there? What's your take on it if you're in the D.C. area, specifically, though, on the Naval Yard, on the Naval Base? We'd like to hear from you, 800-259-9231. And we're going to continue to break all this down. But before I go to your calls, one final little tidbit, and we'll play Obama's comments that we just taped. He's wrapping the grandstanding up right now. I wish he'd have a press conference for the tens of thousands of Christians killed by Al-Qaeda in Syria. Their heads chopped off, their churches burned down. Oh, I'm sorry, he's funding them. And who else is he funding? Remember this story from Friday, September 13th? Leader of Syrian rebel group calls for attacks inside the U.S., and he also just so happens to be the head of Al-Qaeda. And then we link to Reuters. Al-Qaeda's main leader, al-Zahari, urged small-scale attacks inside the United States to bleed America economically, adding he hoped eventually to see a more significant strike. But he called for smaller mass shooting type events. And what have I been saying the last 3 weeks? I said, I'm looking for false flags. I'm looking for mass shootings. We don't even have the crew to go back and pull me saying that probably, let's be conservative, 20 times the last 3 weeks. Maybe listeners can go back to the audio feed, the podcast, and find it, put it on YouTube. Listeners called in and said that's what they thought would happen, so they can also demonize the Second Amendment. And get this, even if these shooters, because they're now saying they think there are one dead guy and two other suspects, that's just now breaking, we'll never hear the truth. Because the very same group that ran the Boston bombing cover-up, they admit the Boston bombing experts are there. Imagine if these guys, these patsies or whoever they are, would have gotten out of the naval base, the naval yard. They would have shut down all of D.C. In fact, they've stopped air traffic at Reagan Airport out of fear. They've shut down and locked down all the D.C. schools. This is absolutely ridiculous. This is absolutely out of control that you can have four dead people. You got thousands missing in Colorado from the flood. You got people dying in gas main explosions all over the country. You got kids burning up six at a time inside their house. You've got people dying today with deer jumping out in front of them, wasps stinging them. You've got all these hundreds of thousands of deaths on the highways a year. But you'd think the world had ended with the media. And people in national studies, I just covered it out of the LA Times, they believe that mass shootings are way up even though they're down. The LA Times says 75%. Our numbers are overall shootings down 49% since 1992. And everybody who thinks about that knows that. Does your house get robbed less than it used to? Do you hear about less shootings in your area than you used to? Yeah, if you don't live in LA, New York, D.C., Washington, D.C., or a few other areas, you have lower crime rates. If you don't live in Laredo, then you've got lower crime rates than you used to. I mean, I remember growing up in Dallas, our house got robbed like once a year, and we were in a good neighborhood. You'd go out to the movies with your parents, come home, everything's stolen. I remember growing up in Rockwall, our house got stolen quite a few times. We lived in a nice lakeside golf course community. I mean, it was just, but now criminals are afraid. I remember carjackings almost every day growing up in the news. As soon as concealed carry came in, it all stopped because, oh, it's like Russian roulette if I try to carjack that car. Well, you don't hear about women getting grabbed when they're jogging anymore unless you're talking about Central Park. And then the police are scared if it's a gang of 20, 30 guys raping a woman in front of them. It's so sick, folks. We've got a bunch of grandstanding cowards in government who stood down for hours while these shootings were going on, and that's perfect that they make you stand down because the real cops can't discover whatever really happened while they make up the official story inside. And we've got Anthony in Florida who worked at the naval base for 2 years. We've got Sean, U.S. Army Special Agent, input on shooting. We don't have anybody on the naval yard that has reportedly tens of thousands of people in it, 3,000 in that complex alone. Here's the number again, 800-259-9231. I'd like to hear from you specifically about what you think happened. My gut told me Islamic terrorist today, just like the Fort Hood shooting. When you get the head of Al-Qaeda, who's a known globalist double agent, with his al-Nusra that he heads up, running the main attacks in Syria, he's got a debt to Obama to play the part of the bad guy, to activate sleeper cells he's got. Again, the sleeper cells don't know they work for the globalist. Just like the Fort Hood shooter for 2 years, the psychiatrist, on record, was in communication with Ayman al-Zahari and, of course, other leaders of al-Qaeda in emails and phone calls, and they've declared national security and will not release that and declared it non-terror related because they, in that trial, that was not a terrorism trial in Fort Hood. Was it 13 dead? And of course, that's terrorism because, folks, it was their guy. They allowed that to happen to create the fear. CIA, on record, was running that whole deal, elements of it. And so he says, attack with low-intensity attacks. Start going after Americans. And we said last week, hey, I bet they'd start having mass shootings in America so they can then go after the guns at the same time and divert away from all this. It's not hard to figure this stuff out. All you do is put yourself in their mind. And then later, here's Al Jazeera. Al-Qaeda leader urges attacks on U.S. soil. Bleed America. Boom. Now, here's the problem. The Boston bombing, they tried to blame on Patriot groups until we blew that wide open. On record. Taking over their press conferences. Remember they said, oh, the announcement will be made later this afternoon. It is a Tea Party type right winger. Remember that? And then all of a sudden, folks, the photos got out there of all the Saudi Arabians and the other people. So they shifted to Plan B. They always do that with people we know. The older brother was on State Department CIA payroll with fake names as a double agent, bare minimum. And there was a drill and a stand down. They want to go with the mass shootings and bombings to really get everybody ready for the takeover. Just like the drill we got in Austin that they said was actually real for a terror attack last month. We broke that. That was later confirmed to be a real alert they put out. But then they said, oh, don't worry, it's not a real threat now. But it is a real alert. All of it's there, ladies and gentlemen. All of it's there. And it's essential when these events happen. This can be the first of many that you videotape and you get on record what happened. Because regardless of who's behind it, who stands to gain, who will use it and fearmonger with it for their agenda to disarm the American people. Let's go to Anthony in Florida and then Sean and others. You're on the air, Anthony. Thank you for calling in today.
How's it going, Alex? First off, I just want to thank you for everything you do. I really appreciate it down here.
Appreciate you.
Second off, I was stationed at the Naval Yards for 2 years. My girl's in the service industry. She knows a lot of troops down there. And so we're looking through her Facebook, and multiple people work there. They have family members there. And what's crazy is it seems to be trending that a lot of people weren't at work today. One in particular says, thankful my wife, mother-in-law, and brother-in-law did not go to work today. And then they say their aunt's safe. But like I said, a lot of people have multiple family members who work in the building, and a lot of people weren't at work today.
Do me a favor. Well, we know on 9/11 the media called it a rumor, but it turns out and then spun it into Israelis not being in the towers. What was really said was Arab kids in New York Daily News, you name it, said those towers won't be there next week to their classes. And there was even a police investigation. So the media, rather than focus on that, spun it and said people say no Jews died when it was the media saying that themselves to change the subject. And it turned out that the buildings were about half empty from what they would normally be at that building's occupancy. The buildings were already about a third empty because of problems and asbestos. But for the tenants that were there, about half the people that day didn't go to work. And it turned out people did get warnings not to go across the board. And so retweet or tweet at Real Alex Jones examples and screenshots of what you're seeing on Facebook. I'm going to call Watson, Paul Watson, Steve Watson. I'll tell my other crew. We will look into the fact you're saying that it seems to be trending that people are saying there was a lot of folks not there today.
Multiple members of the same family, like not implicating them, but I'm just saying it's pretty awkward that multiple people worked in the building that and were told to stay home. I don't know if they were told to stay home. For some reason, they weren't at
work. Well, I was about to say, a facility that's got over 10,000 people at it, you're going to have a lot of people that are going to end up not going to work today, especially in government work. But if anybody says those people need to be questioned immediately, why didn't you go to work? And if they say we were told, don't come in, there's going to be a drill next week, boy, you know, right there. I mean, that is... And this is what we'll expect to see if it's a false flag. It may be real crazies. But look at the timing. Obama rolling out a national campaign against guns yesterday, and then this happens. Thank you so much, Anthony. Let's go to Sean, then Robert, and John. Sean says he's U.S. Army Special Agent. Input on shooting. Sean, what do you think about what's happening?
Well, the Department of Defense, well, President Bush in 2004 signed the Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act that authorized all retired or separated or active police officers to carry a firearm in all 50 states with reciprocity with every state. The Department of Defense Officer Inspector General in 2007 rendered an opinion that only civilian special agents were covered by the law and that all military law enforcement officers and military federal agents were not covered in the law.
I tell you what, this is key. I remember this when this controversy happened. Again, making the military bases sitting ducks, just like the Fort Hood shooting, which, if I remember correctly, that's why they got that through. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Or that was one reason cited. I want to hear about this. This is a story we should do tonight on the Nightly News.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There's a man
going around taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame.
CNN is reporting, quote, that they've never heard of any such thing happening before. Forgetting Fort Hood, that's from Mediaite. We're going to get that video clip and play it here on air. We are continually updating all the latest news at Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson is updating the breaking. They're now saying 6 dead, and actually, we've got to update it again. They're now saying 7 dead at the Washington Post in mass shooting at Naval Yard. 2 gunmen still at large. That is continually updated up on Infowars.com. Navy Yard shooting related to Al-Qaeda's call for attacks. That's the question that we're asking in an article up at Infowars.com. Navy Yard shooting right on time. Gun control advocates blame AR-15. That just broke at Infowars.com. Navy Yard shelter-in-place order leaves victims sitting ducks. Navy Yard shooting. Did gun-free zones enable killer? Mass shooting follows Obama's latest anti-Second Amendment push. We need everybody to get these articles and get these out now because Obama just gave a speech and they're coming after the guns. And Obama went on television yesterday saying we got to go after the guns and that 80%+ of Americans want to basically turn them in. It's on. And, I mean, come on. This, my gut tells me this is we're never going to learn the truth of this. Okay? And that they're getting ready to blame patriots. Now, they may say it's Muslim extremists that did it, but then connect that to patriots, even if it doesn't make sense. MSNBC has no proof that the Boston bombing patsies are connected to me or the Tea Party, but they said the Tea Party and Alex Jones made them do it. I could totally sue them. These are propagandists, folks, that tell you polar bears can't swim. These are propagandists that say the Earth's getting hotter when it's getting cooler. These are propagandists who are known liars. Obama got on TV and said 80% of Americans wanted his gun bills when all the polls showed almost 70% against it. See, he flips reality. I said I'd go to your calls. Sean, I remember when this happened where they passed that law that any retired police officer or military person, great idea, could continue to have firearms. And it's like your real National Guard. And then the military moved. I think it was the head of the Army, wasn't I? Forget. Give me notes on this so I can look it up and do a story on it. That they then continued to make military bases these victim disarmament shooting spree zones. Repeat what you said before the break.
Well, in 2013, Senator Leahy and Senator Webb attached a rider to the Defense Authorization Act, making it very clear that all retired military law enforcement officers and special agents were covered under the intent of the law and forced DOD to accept that. But to date, they have not issued any retired credentials to any former or retired CID special agents and CIS CID agents.
And that's like D.C. D.C. has not followed Heller for 5 years. So give me the name of the act again that was signed under Bush so I can go look it up.
It was the Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act and the 2010 Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act Improvement Act and then the Defense Authorization Act of 2013 are the three acts that have created that authority and amended that authority throughout the last decade, essentially.
Yeah, that's right. And again, folks, the NDA was massive. That's just one part of it. The bad part's the indefinite detention. That's a good part right there. So the Law Enforcement Safety Act of 2010, I thought that was under Bush that happened.
The original act was in 2004 under Bush.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, okay, no, exactly. And so now, watch, they won't let you be armed when the answer is arm the people on the base. Anything else, sir? Stay there. Back in one minute.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.